NBC News, I'm Tim Berg. Former President Donald Trump is calling the death of an NYPD officer a sad event. Police officer Jonathan Diller was killed and shot Monday during a traffic stop in Queens by an illegal immigrant. Trump attending Officer Diller's wake on Long Island Thursday.
The only thing we can say is maybe something is going to be learned. We've got to toughen it up. We've got to strengthen it up. This should never be allowed. Things like this shouldn't take place and to take place so often.
President Biden also in the Empire State, although President Biden in New York, along with former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, to hold a fundraiser with Lizzo and other celebrities. Four people are dead and five injured in northern Illinois following a stabbing spree. Rockford, Illinois Police Chief Carla Redd mourns the impact on the community.
With everything that transpired, our community is hurting because of the senseless act of violence that took place.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials are speaking to the media about a recent 12-day nationwide effort related to their enforcement and removal operations. It targeted a number of cities, including Boston, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. Acting ICE Director P.J. Lichtner says that maintaining the safety of Americans is a goal.
Like our local law enforcement partners, all we want to do is keep the American public safe. Although we're always mission ready and capable of conducting large-scale operations like this one, it's better all around when law enforcement agencies honor our detainers to keep people like the 216 arrested in this operation off our streets.
A federal judge on Thursday sentenced Sam Bankman-Fried to 25 years in prison for leading one of the biggest financial scandals in American history. The judge handing down the sentence almost 5 months after a jury found Bankman-Fried guilty of orchestrating a massive fraud centered on his crypto empire. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Georgia election fraud case against former President Donald Trump and a group of alleged co-conspirators is back in a Fulton County courtroom on Thursday for a pretrial hearing. Defense attorney Steve Sato spoke in support of the former president. He argued Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election were political speech, which falls under the First Amendment.
I don't think there's any question that statements, comments, speech, expressive conduct that deals with campaigning or elections has always been found to be at the zenith.
The State Department is offering a big reward after a ransomware group hacked into United Healthcare. USA's Ryan Daniels has the story.
It happened back in February. The group managed to hack into a subsidiary that manages payment systems for most of the country's hospitals. This week, the State Department said they're offering a $10 million reward for information that would lead to the identification or location of those involved in the cyber attack.
The House will send the articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate next month. House Republicans impeached Mayorkas last month for his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. Speaker Mike Johnson saying the articles will be sent to the upper chamber on April 10th. Mayorkas is the first cabinet secretary to be impeached in almost 150 years. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.